Evening, Ollie Abu. I just got back from a really lovely weekend with Fee in Worcester, going to the winter market. The Victorian Christmas Fair, even. In Worcester. And I had a nice journey back, and a nice chat with somebody on the train, and it all was nice. And then as I approached the place where I live, I could hear the sound of what sounded like a Hoover upstairs. I still just don't hear it. And then as I came in here, I could hear drip, 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 drip onto the floor rather than into the bucket as it is now. And there is water coming out of my ceiling from the flat above. And it's... You can hear it under foot, actually. It's the carpet is sodden in the middle of the living room. Thankfully, it's not a particularly special carpet or anything, but it's very, very wet. And trying to see where the water's actually coming from. Well, the lighting, light shade, it's one of these sort of globe light shades, you know, globe shaped round light shades. I'll find where the drip's actually coming off. The water seems to be somehow dripping onto that and then soaking up into it and then dripping. Oh, yeah, there we go. Actually dripping out the middle of it, so I don't know where it's coming out of. In the ceiling. Let's look at the ceiling. And if it's the actual light fitting itself, that's turned off, so there's no... It's going to be electrocuting myself. Not too much risk. A bit wet on the edge of my sofa, so I don't know if it sort of rushed out at one point. I seem to have gone silent upstairs. Hey, it's gone back on. I creep past this bit. Let's see if we can... It's quite wet going towards the kitchen. Let's just check the kitchen's all right. Kitchen seems dry. Been going for a little while to have gathered this much water just from a steady drip, 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 drip. Let's feel up there. It's dry at the top of there, and as we come around to the bottom, it's wet. So where is it coming out? Maybe it's not coming out anymore. Maybe if I take the lampshade away, maybe that will sort it. I don't know how on earth one is meant to dry up a floor like this. I'm leaving vents in the hallway. Let's just see. I've obviously kept my shoes on as well, so I'm probably treading mud around the flat now as well. Seems to be coming, yes, directly out of the light fitting in the ceiling. Excellent. Well, better not turn the electricity on. That might not be a good idea. Bang! What does one do about this sort of thing? I don't really know. I presume it's my landlady's carpet, and it's a building malfunction, so I presume it goes on her insurance. Wondering aloud, if I were to attach a bag maybe to the lamp thing there. Sorry, Vance, I'll be there with you in a second. And try and gather the water at that level rather than on the floor. Then I might be able to start looking at what we do about the floor rather than just collecting a bucket of water. Let's see if I've got something I can use. Could have done without this, really. But then I suppose if I'd had a horrible weekend, then it would have been hard to return to this. So at least I've had a nice weekend.
Zippy bag thing in the front.
Drippy sound. How much water are we collecting in this? Yes, in about 5 minutes I've collected half an inch of water in the bucket. Nice. Quite a steady drip. Actually, I better keep that underneath there for a bit. Just in case that fails and drops off and splashes water everywhere. Now what on earth do I do with my dog? I just wonder about him in bare feet rather than shoes. That might be a better idea, mightn't it? Oh, fun, eh? Oh, anyway, I just thought I'd share my woes with you. Problem shared as a problem, halved and all that. Bye for now.